Hello, and welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. We are in week 5 of Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith. If you have not purchased the Bible study, be sure to go online to Precept Ministries. Today I will read and discuss Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. Again, that's Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. Let's begin first with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your Spirit will be in the midst of this Bible study. I ask that your Spirit would minister to the hearts of everyone who is listening. In Jesus' name, amen. In the observation section on page 65, it says, people know when others are not sincere, but they are attracted by genuine love. Not only was Jesus the perfect example of this, but he also calls us to reach beyond our social comfort zone to love those whom others might view as outsiders. So we're going to look at Matthew 9, verses 9 through 13, and we're going to also look at Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. As I read, I'd like you to mark every reference to Jesus, including pronouns and synonyms, such as the phrase, your teacher, the phrase, this man, and we're going to mark every reference to Jesus with a cross. And also, I'd like you to make a capital P over each reference to the phrase, the Pharisees, including pronouns, okay? Again, verse 9, beginning in Matthew chapter 9. As Jesus went on from there, so mark Jesus, he saw a man called Matthew, mark he, sitting in the tax collector's booth. And he said to him, so mark he for Jesus, follow me, mark me again for Jesus. And he got up and followed him, mark him, of course for Jesus. Verse 10, then it happened that as Jesus was reclining at the table in the house, mark Jesus, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples. So mark Jesus and mark his. Verse 11, when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, so mark Pharisees, mark they, pertaining to the Pharisees, and mark his, pertaining, of course, to Jesus. Why is your teacher eating with the tax collectors and sinners? So mark the phrase, your teacher. Verse 12, but when Jesus heard this, mark Jesus, he said, mark he, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. Verse 13, but go and learn what this means. I desire compassion. So mark I for Jesus and not sacrifice. For I, mark I for Jesus, did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Okay. And also Luke 15, verses 1 and 2, it says, now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. So mark him and him, pertaining to Jesus. And verse 2, both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble. So please mark the phrase, the Pharisees. They were saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So mark the phrase, this man, pertaining to Jesus. Okay? So I'm going to read those passages again. And if you missed any markings, please do those now. Again, Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax collector's booth. And he said to him, follow me. And he got up and followed him. Then it happened that as Jesus was reclining at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, why is your teacher eating with the tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard this, he said, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Now going on to Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Again, now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Okay, and as always, there are a number of discussion questions that I will discuss with you. The first, who was coming to Jesus and why? Well, we read in a number of verses that, of course, it had been the tax collectors and the sinners. They wanted to listen to what Jesus was teaching, and we can make the assumption that they had heard about Jesus, okay? The next question, were these people the ones that you would expect to be hanging out with Jesus? Why do you think they were there? Explain your answers. Well, probably to most people, they were surprised that the tax collectors and sinners were with Jesus. They were considered, of course, the outsiders during that time. I, however, would not be necessarily surprised because I believe that they were there because they saw their need for Jesus. Again, they would have heard about the teachings of Jesus, what he was saying to them. And I believe that they came with humble hearts, willing to listen to what Jesus had to say. Okay. The next question. Remember, we saw in an earlier lesson that although the Pharisees and the scribes were outwardly doing all the right things, they were not doing them from the heart. How did they react to Jesus's choice of companions? We read, of course, in this passage and also in Luke, those two verses in Luke 15, that they questioned why Jesus chose to dine with the tax collectors and the sinners. Verse 4, which is related, says, "What do the comments of the Pharisees and scribes reveal about them?" Well, based on their comments, they were prideful. They had prideful hearts. They were not able to see tax collectors and sinners as their equal. How does this relate to what we have already seen in this lesson? We've seen time and time again that we are not to have hate towards our brothers. We are to certainly show love towards them, show compassion. We read in a previous episode in one of the verses that he who does not love abides in death. Again, he who does not love abides in death, spiritual death. So we are being disobedient to the Lord. The next question says, what might it cost you to exercise the kind of love that Jesus demonstrated in these passages? We certainly need to let go of ego, let go of pride, and have hearts that are humble so that we can truly be moved with compassion like Jesus and show love for all people. Okay, and the last question, discuss some scenarios where it might cost a believer greatly to love individuals whom others have deemed unacceptable or unworthy. Well, for example, a believer may choose to show love by inviting a homeless person to their home or inviting that person to join them for a meal at a restaurant with family and friends. Again, we are called to meet the needs of others in deed and in truth. Also, a believer may invite a homeless person to church. These are just simple things that we can do, but very often we don't do. Again, we are to seek to obey and to please God, not man. Okay, I am going to conclude our study for today. I hope that our time together has been a blessing to you. If so, please share my podcast with a friend and please subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow me on one of the podcast platforms. There are links in the description box. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.